What the hell?
What? Dies at 30 seconds.
So what the hell is this game you're playing on the phone?
Okay, Soda Dungeon. What you do is you buy sodas to attract people. Then you go destroy dungeons.
Oh, and if you wanted them, honestly, I was sitting there.
Oh, really?
Feel free.
Wait, am I sitting on it?
You might be.
I am.
Hey, it's not as bad as Lindsay. I went all day wearing my shirt inside out. I didn't even notice. Someone else pointed it out to me, like, the end of the day.
You're like, shit.
It was, like, oh, I think, like, 10 o'clock at night when someone finally noticed.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody noticed or nobody had the guts to say that?
Nobody noticed.
That's awesome.
My friends never really check out what clothes I wear, and I wear a smock at work, so you can't really see my shirt.
Oh, that's awesome. That's priceless.
Yeah, I was wearing my shirt inside out all day.
What was their sentence that they told you? Like, did you know your shirt?
Yeah, they were reaching up and they're like, "Did you know your shirt's inside out?" I'm like, "Huh?"
No.
I looked to the side where I can see the seam of my shirt, the seam of my inner shirt. And they're like, "Yeah, no, your tag's right here." I'm like, "Oh." I lifted up my shirt and I'm like, "Oh, look, there's a graphic."
That's awesome. It's not as bad as me when I don't have enough socks.
So, it's December 2nd. I just dropped the phone. It's Max.
And Nick.
And we're off to F&M.
Yay.
Yes, I'm recording, Nick.
I kind of figured.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drink that then.
Why?
Because I'm not a very silent drinker. I don't drink alcohol, people.
At least you had.
I will hopefully never. I'm talking about Monster. I drink Monsters. Oh, God. That just sounded so bad.
So, what's new?
Not much. I just got a new computer.
Yep, that's in the backseat right now.
Yeah.
That means that then you go play X-Mage with me. On the times off.
Huh.
And I'm allowed back at LG now. So, tomorrow could do the standard showdown.
Are you going back?
Yeah, I mean, standard showdown. I wouldn't mind getting the packs.
How much is it free? Or
I don't know. I have to ask Bob. Bob might know. He might come down. Right now, his... Yeah, we don't have any Bob with us because his father is in the hospital at the moment. So, he's in his own car, making sure that he can leave at any moment. Just in case. But, beyond that. So, probably going to talk a little bit more about standard this week.
Okay.
I know that I'm probably going to put my black-white together. And then I might pick up... And then we might pick up your metalwork summonings or whatever it is. Metallurgic summonings and see if we can build that for you. I don't know. I don't actually have much money, so... It'll be a budget build, but beyond that...
I do have quite a few, standard cards.
Yeah. And then I went through all my old cards. I stopped at my father's and then went through all my commons and uncommons and got a bunch of staples for either Modern, Legacy, or whatever.
Yeah.
And standard staples that are currently standard. Like, I think I found all 8 of my dresses that I was missing and then found my Victim of the Nights from Modern.
Huh.
It didn't take me long. So, have you checked out any of the new commanders yet, or are you still just been?
I was at the shop yesterday with James.
Okay.
And I did see a few, like the 4-color ones, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them look pretty good. I don't know exactly. I don't remember exactly what they do.
I mean, yeah, you kind of need to know a little bit.
Yeah. But I did look at their abilities, and some of them look kind of good. Some of them iffy.
I kind of want to pick up the artifact one, the one that has Del Green in it.
Oh.
Just because I want to make an artifact reanimator style deck.
Oh.
But. That's in time, which I actually have money. I'm already going to probably currently spend 50 on standard tonight, so. I might. I don't plan on it. But. Yeah, and then I don't even know what deck I want to build for that one. So what else? You hear anything about Magic? No, you're just
Not really.
You got nothing?
I've got really nothing because I've been... I got my floor redone at my apartment. Mm-hmm. So I had to move everything. And the oven's not plugged in. The refrigerator's barely working. I can't use a microwave, so I haven't really been eating much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's half of a Jersey Mike sandwich if you want to eat that.
Yeah. I don't know. Which we get to? Is there like a, oh crap, we're not going to be in Wisconsin or somewhere.
Why?
I have my food share card.
Oh. Whoops, as soon as that one.
Yeah. Maybe later.
But no. So no, I'm gonna bring up, some deck, two legacy decks that everyone's been talking about recently from this tournament. I think it was in England or somewhere in the UK, European area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of these decks played Sorin of Markov in it. The 6-mana 3-black.
Did they cheat him out or something?
No, you can hard cast them. It's not hard to do when you have dark. As long as you have dark ritual, it's not hard to do.
Oh yeah.
But actually, I should probably have. Nah, bring up the list. Look it up. Just be like European tournament, or no? Look up tournament Sword of Markov Legacy. It might come up. I don't know. A lot of people have been talking about it, and I don't remember what tournament it was called. Bob would know, but he's not with us at the moment. Shit, Legacy, Sorin of Markov deck.
That would be a lot easier. Oh, it's not Sorin of Markov, it's Sorin Markov.
Oh. Sorin Markov Legacy Top 8, try that one. Was it SCG Worcester, I think, maybe? Maybe. Yeah, there's two decks in the Top 8 that were just really weird. One was this one, and then... But I've been wanting to look it up because every single person's like, oh, look, it's a Sorin of Markov. And it does this, this, and this. But never really what cards went along with it.
Yeah.
Did you find the top 8 with the deck in it?
Latest deck. Nope, that's not the one I was looking for. Okay.
Try StarCityGames.com. See if it was in the recent top 8s. Probably should have brought this up before. Hey, we're back. Just realized it was not recording. And we were trying to find the whatever tournament or whatever that I was trying to find the Sorin of Markov in. But, because I wanted to see what the deck was, see what cards. Because, actually, you should probably bring up Sorin. That way we know what the frick's going on with what I'm trying to tell. Yeah, you know how to work this thing.
Yeah, I do. Oh, come on. Okay, it's still recording. Yep. Search. Sorry, Markov.
Probably just type in Sorin, you'll get every single one of them.
Search.
Hey, he's...
No, this one.
All right, that's...
So his
not plus... him.
That is.
Yeah.
6.
That's the wrong one.
What do you
Which
mean?
Which sword is it? There's a sword that says whenever you plus one, reveal top card of your library, deals 1 damage or whatever.
Sorin Grim Nemesis?
What does he say?
The same thing that you just said.
Oh, there you go. Hey, that's the card we're looking for. Sorry. I thought it was Sorin Markov.
Congrats, Max. You know your cards.
But either way, Nick, you can read out the cards since I'm driving.
Okay, his plus one is reveal the top card of your library and put that card onto your into your hand. Sorry. Each opponent loses life equal to its converted mana cost. Minus X, Soren Grim Nemesis deals X damage to target creature or planeswalker, and you gain X life. And his minus 9 is to put a number of 1/1 black knight creature tokens with lifelink onto the battlefield equal to the highest life among all players. So.
And he costs 4 and white black?
Yes, 4 and white black, and he starts at 6. Loyalty counters.
This is from Elder's Moon.
Yeah.
I did not know it was that recent.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's a black white card. Bobby's slapping me right now.
I said black white. I said.
Yeah, he would.
Well, beyond that. So, how strong do you think that sounds?
Well, considering
forgot what he gets put into. I think with miracles. No.
Soren's Vengeance.
I think it actually was the Miracles list. Go back to the SCG Knoxville, because that's probably where he's hiding. Going to dish a Chrome from there.
Chrome.
And then back up. The back one in. SCG Knoxville, you'll find it. Go back in there, because I think he was hidden in the Miracles deck, actually.
Really?
Yep. Think. Soren. Nope.
Venzer. Jace. No.
No Soren?
No Soren.
Keep trying all of them.
Okay. Let's try Storm, which I know is not going to be in because Storm is red. Blue. No, this is blue black. Huh. Not in
what
there.
What the heck is that?
Storm. Blue
yeah,
black.
Storm.
It's not in there.
It's Tess.
Ah.
That's us. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, people.
Oh, there's a next.
I don't think it's next. You need to still be in the top 8.
Oh. So not colorless, Shardless Sultai, Grixis Delver, no, UR, Enchantress. Okay.
I know there's something weird in the elves list in there.
Ah.
If you click on the elves list, you can probably find it. There's something weird hidden in there. See if you can find it. It's a planeswalker.
Nissa Vital Force?
Yep. Open her up. See which one it
isn't
is.
Isn't she the bad one from the whatchamacallit? Kaldesh?
She's, yeah, the one that from the dual pack. The versus
yeah.
pack.
Yeah.
The 6-mana one?
Yeah. 5.
Oh, 5-mana, then that's the better.
What?
Yeah, the one from the dual deck is...
Yeah.
6-mana.
Well, her plus one isn't that bad.
Well, I mean, just looking how, like, that can work. So, you plus one her, untap a land, get a 5/5 off of it?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, with haste.
With haste?
Yeah.
So, it becomes a 5/5 until your next turn. It's untapped as well, so it's a mana source.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ult the next turn.
Oh, yeah.
You just plus one turn, you have a good blocker to keep her alive. And then, the next turn.
Oh, so the 5/5 will be your blocker.
Yep. Or Swinger, if you really wanted to just do that, too.
Yeah. But isn't she, like, she's not terrible.
No, I mean, if you actually read the comments and all that, people talk about how... And how that can actually be completely viable. But a lot of people find it weird because it is a very weird thing in a deck that's been about the same up until now. It's just standard elves beyond that.
Yeah, Rurik Thar. Why is he in there?
Sorry, not totally standard elves. Read Rurik Thar then.
I know what he does. But, like. Oh, yeah.
He does.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm,
what does he do?
Vigilance, Rage, attack each turn. Whenever a creature casts a non creature. Whenever a player casts a non creature spell, they take 6 damage from him.
Yep. Then he can be, what is it? The green 4-mana green spell that you sack a green guy. I was building a deck with this. I can't believe I forgot this card.
Reclamation Sage? No.
No, it's a sorcery.
Natural Order? No.
That one. Yep. Yeah. Natural Order. You sack a green creature and bring out a green creature. Four mana, get Rogue Thar out. I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, how much is that? Oh, $15. No. Yeah. I was supposed to say, I want it, but I can't buy it because I don't have money because I'm poor.
Beyond that, try the list above the elves deck.
I think I already did.
Did you?
That's Sneak and Chill, second one.
Try it. See if it's in there.
I already did. Blood Moon, Emerald Cole, Crystal Brand, Ancient Tomb. Nope. Not even in the sideboard. Grixis Delvar.
I don't think it's going to be in there. There's no way in the deck.
This is a Winter Orb.
Yeah.
Max remembers Winter Orb.
I know Winter Orb very well. I like Winter Orb.
It
gets annoying, but I like Winter Orb. Because I'm that asshole.
Yes. Yes, you are. I completely agree with that statement.
I thought about playing Winter Orb actually in Tez. Because then I can slow down my opponents for the early game and then transmute it away later.
Just blow them away.
Not really.
Well, it's Norn Iona. Kind of forgot what she did.
The sword might be in that deck.
I didn't see it.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's not in any of these, so.
Everyone's heard about it, so. I was just looking for the deck I was in, so then that way I can know what cards Sorin was using. Because, I mean, you put him in an Emrakul deck. A deck with Emrakul?
Yeah.
Reveal top card of your life. Reveal top card of your life.
Everybody takes 15 damage.
No, opponents take 15 damage.
15. Opponents take 15 damage.
Yeah. Still. That's quite a lot. Especially yeah. if you're a Sneak and Show deck.
Yeah.
And actually, 15 damage, usually people do about 4 damage just to themselves. You can probably assume that much.
But this way, you don't even have to take damage.
Well, no, it's the build of the card. I'm saying you take the damage from usually your fetch lands.
Ah.
But, yeah, you can usually count on about 4 damage on from your opponents.
Huh.
Doing fetches.
Wow.
That's why decks that play Price of Progress are as strong as they are. Because they just fetch for all these duels or all these non-basics. And Price of Progress just goes ding. Bedding. So, nope, that was the highlight of that. And if we had Bob here, I'd talk more about that black-white deck I saw last week. But, of course, he didn't hear at the time. I don't know what else to do.
Not much. I don't want
to. I'm surprised more or less you're not looking up standard decks for you to play.
On this phone, I can't.
You can look it up on mine.
Not while we're recording.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I know I can, but I just don't feel like it would be the greatest idea for me.
Why?
Because I'm not exactly... I don't know. It's just personal preference, I guess. And also, I'd like to kind of keep somewhat of an eye on the road so I know if I'm going to die or not with her driving.
Well, come on. It's not that bad.
Today, no, not really, because I haven't been paying much attention.
See? I've been driving just fine.
And also because you're in Illinois, not Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would be going like 60 miles faster than you probably are now.
Well, then no one was in front of me.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about... Do you know anything from the Kaladesh area?
I do have a torrential gear hook.
Oh, okay.
In my, it's like...
I mean, there's probably a deck out there that runs a one of that's yeah. really good.
Yeah,
you gotta know how to play control.
I have it in my commander, though.
Ugh.
It works actually pretty well.
Oh, and speaking of random cards that you have,
You know that collector brutality promo?
I got rid of it.
No!
Why?
Because that's been seen Legacy playing the Reanimator decks.
Oh.
I was already going to tell you I was going to do that anyways.
What?
People were specking on that factor.
Oh.
Because remember what Collective Brutality did?
Yeah.
It was 2 mana and then you can discard a card to do all the other abilities.
Yeah.
So you can pay 2 mana and do all 4 abilities, discarding a big 3 big fatties.
Yeah.
Come on!
Sorry.
So yeah, no, that became like a $10 card.
Well, the promo was already 11.
Yeah. And it became higher.
Oh.
Because you had the basic thing became $10.
Wow.
The non-foil.
Without the promo?
Yeah, and the non-foil was $10. Well, then it was promo was a different story.
Huh. Oh. That makes me sad.
But, I don't know, we're probably going to be playing Commander tonight. That's not going to be surprising since Bob might not show up.
Yeah.
He says he might come down, but...
I highly doubt it, considering his situation.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do in a time like that is leave somebody's side.
Well, I mean, he's in good condition right now, but he's still in hospital.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you want to make sure that... Like, I, whenever my family's in the hospital, we don't leave, or somebody in my family's in the hospital, we don't leave until they either have fallen asleep or have been put, like, into a deep drugged sleep.
So fallen asleep.
Yeah. either that or passed out. Or they kick us out because we've been there for too long. But, oh, that reminds me of a time that I had to get in a really funny story. Actually, I had. So, I was in my, I was younger, and I needed an MRI or something to see if everything was okay with my head, which it's not. But
which it's not.
That's another story. My parents were like, "You need to do this. You can't eat 12 hours. I think it was like 9 or 10 hours before.
That's
you
can't most operations.
Drink anything else?
Yeah, that's most operations.
Yeah, you can't drink anything until 4 hours before." But so we got there. I was starving because I'm always hungry. And so, not starving, but very, very hungry. And so I was like, they came out. I was like, okay, can I go in? They're like, no, we have to delay you for another like hour because somebody else had an emergency surgery. And I'm like, oh God, okay, that's fine. After like halfway through that hour, we're going to have to delay you for another 3 hours.
No, God.
Yeah, so it went like a 12 and a half hours without eating or drinking anything.
I mean, like I've had to fast for
a couple days.
I had to fast for 24 hours, I think.
Yeah.
Before.
It was awful because, like, I couldn't, like, but, so, like, and the best thing about this is that, like, after, like, I got all drugged up, fallen asleep, and, like, apparently once they were done with the surgery, or not surgery, MRI... I apparently woke up, said, "I'm hungry," really loudly, startling everybody who was in the room, and just passed back out. I don't remember any of this. But, like, just sat up straight, said, "I'm hungry," and passed back out.
Well, at least you're not like some of my other friends when that usually happens. Because usually if they passed out, they wake up, look around, turn to the side.
That's awesome.
Yep. I have a couple friends that are like that.
Did this puke?
Yep.
When they're hungry?
No, they weren't hungry. They were just... They passed out from too much drinking. And... woke up just randomly. Just... Yeah! Do you need food?
I'm kind of hungry, yeah.
What do you want to get?
Honestly, it doesn't matter. Well, I don't...
That's the thing, don't eat.
I don't know. I don't know what's around here.
There's Chinese food.
I love Chinese food.
Whatever, then I'll hand you a 20. You gotta bring me back Crab Ragoon.
One?
A thing of Crab Ragoon, yeah.
Just one?
No. A thing of Crab Ragoon. No. You're not gonna eat all Crab Ragoon on your way back.
Okay.
Because I still have my sandwich that's in the back right now.
Ah.
So,
If we were still in Wisconsin, that would be a different story. But that's a Wisconsin quest card, not an Illinois quest card. Don't think it would work. What the heck is that? Is that like a... Oh, that's a crab. Okay.
I forget we're in Illinois, where you either go on red lights or stop on greens.
Okay.
We've been sitting in a turn for about... Since I brought up... Since about, like, 3 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
We're sitting in this turn, yeah.
Oh. Mississauga Dungeon.
Yeah, I noticed. I don't like it. It's autoplay.
What?
It's autoplay. I don't like it.
Well, you can... You can not do autoplay if you don't want to.
Oh, you can tell what it each should do?
Yeah, you can. But this one is just because I'm kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Oh.
I normally don't do autoplay unless, like, I have to go do something.
That and two of the kids, I know Daniel, we were talking, yeah. He rebuilt his Grixis Delver.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone else is Shardless.
Great.
So, it would be kind of cool to watch you play these guys. Because it just shows your skill level versus everyone.
Huh.
Daniel's done some tournaments. He's done a couple tournaments, but Tristan built Charless, and I was able to get him a couple games on just, like, passive plays that he didn't catch on. Then, if you want to, if we're actually playing long enough, we can try out your, Grove and Punishing Fire in your deck.
Garbage Fire.
No, not Garbage Fire. Punishing Fire.
I know.
Garbage Fire would be zero damage. Because you didn't draft it.
Yes.
Let alone, I don't even think you can play it. Anything that had draft... I don't think anything from Grisphere that had draft equivalents are allowed in Legacy.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. There's probably a couple that are allowed to be played. Well, I think since you didn't draft it, it'll just be zero, so you don't have to worry about it.
Cast this for zero. You lose.
I know there was someone that in one of the top eights became the monarch.
Wait, how?
By playing a card that says you become the monarch.
That's awesome.
You know what a monarch is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from Conspiracy.
Yeah.
So that happened. I also heard that he the moment he became the monarch, he lost the monarch the next turn.
Wow. That's kind of sad.
So, yes, yeah, someone became the monarch in the top eight.
Then someone else became the law of monarch.
Well, just somebody becoming the monarch. So, I don't know. I'm building my standard deck, and I'll be able to talk about that when we get to the after hours.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm gonna be half asleep.
Hey, don't get you another monster.
What?
I'll get you another monster.
Well, I haven't drank it yet, because we're not...
We're still in the cast, so you don't want to have them hear you slurp.
Yeah. I keep walking into poisons.
Why?
I don't know. It was an accident.
Have you seen the game called Knights and Pens?
No.
It's like a $4 game, but it's actually really good. I thought I'd let you play it on my phone. See if you want to get it.
I have no way of getting it, though. I do have kind of an income now, though.
Yeah.
I work with somebody who's paying me $20 for 5 hours of work.
That's...
A day.
That's not the best, but
I know,
what type of work are you doing?
It's a family friend.
Yeah, what type of work are you doing?
I'm just helping him around his barn and stuff, just helping him, like, he's really old, so, not really old, but he's like 60-something.
He's an older person.
Older person.
He can use the help around the barn.
Yeah, and he's just like, I have an agreement set up with my case manager, my parents, him, that, like, I will go over to his house every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, just to, maybe some, we've moved boats. You know that house on Theater Road that has all those boats?
Yeah.
That's him.
Okay.
And so I help him out with the moving all the stuff around. I'm helping him make shelves for his garage. Other than that, I really, it's just like,
I know it's only $5 an hour, but it's still, it's constant. So every day I get $20 at the end of the
day. I mean,
day.
It's still an income.
Yeah. But now I owe James at least, I owe James a week and a half worth, a week and a quarter, week and a half of a day worth of money. Because he went about $50 over what he wanted to spend today.
Oh, okay. So hey, he's still, it's really nice of James.
I know. So, honestly, I'm probably going to give him, like, 2 weeks worth of money, because that's about what I think I need to.
Hey. Trust me, I always wonder how my friends are able to have more money than me in the same job I'm at where I make more money than them. I always wonder that. I think it's probably because they save better.
Yeah.
But I always find that so weird.
Even though you all get paid the same, right?
Well, I get paid, I think, $1.50 more than him.
Ah. But, yeah. Are we almost there already?
Yeah, we're here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's the turn.
That took so much less time than I thought it did.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. It's also because we weren't paying attention as much.
Yeah, probably. That's the wonder of not paying attention. Things go by faster.
I think it's called L.A. Tan, but...
Latin. It's Latin. That's what it is.
Yeah, first step.
What?
First step, find a spot to park.
Second step, park. Third park.
Yeah, we're gonna go at third park, everyone. We'll see you later.
Nick not good at talking, apparently.
Yeah, I know.
Just very bad. Needs to get good.
Need get good.
Yes. So long, everybody. See you in the after hours.
Yeah, see you in just a bit.
Yeah,
actually 5 seconds. It's all just a waste of time in the end. Don't care, so why should I even pretend? Motivation, such an aggravation. Accusations, don't know how to take them. Inspirations, getting hard to fake it. Concentration, never out of breaking. Situation, never what you wanted. No. Oh, we can do that too. Since you apparently can't pay attention long enough to play correctly.
No, I can't.
Alright, it's recording. Bob just messes back. Yeah, Bob was playing a joke on me and ended up writing on my car. And said something about hook for anal. It was very questionable. I don't know what's with him or whatever, but yeah, that got wiped off pretty quick. That and Bob had some really fun games with. He built up Infect. He has a lot of really fun games. Top point of the night was a 48 damage through a bridge with a Noble Hierarch.
Yeah.
Bob's also the same guy that says we should Invigorate should have Storm. You know how broken that is. Yeah, once sideboard games came around, I could not do anything. It was Painter versus,
Infect,
and there wasn't much I could do. I would get the lock pieces, and everything would just be pushed away to the side. Oh, and by the way, we probably get pulled over for my light. I will not be surprised if we don't.
Oh.
You know, you didn't notice my light's out?
No. Not good.
It's fine. Most I can do is really write me a warning. If they write me a warning, I jiggle the wire and they're like, alright, cool, it's fixed. Like, I could have fixed it prior to us getting in the car, but don't want to.
Just gotta make sure you get out of Illinois before you do.
I mean, being in Illinois or Wisconsin doesn't actually matter.
if you want to get, would you rather get pulled over in Illinois or Wisconsin?
It doesn't really matter. They're still the same response. I mean, it's just a higher chance for an Illinois to give me the ticket because then it makes me have to come back down that fucking Illinois. But, beyond that, removed Wastelands out of Tez and moved a Crucible to the side, and that helped the deck a lot. Was able to go even against Infect, so that's pretty good. But, yeah, so those are games. How was your playing Commander, because that's what you decided to do today?
Well, I just got destroyed with a billion damage to every player.
Okay, except for the guy. How did this happen?
I don't exactly know. I know that it was legit because I can't remember the name. There was a Kozlik involved where he would discard a card and then draw a card due to another ability, and he would keep doing it, and every single time he would discard a card, he would get like two or one mana, and he would discard, draw, until he hit the Kozlik, and when the Kozlik hit the graveyard, he would reshuffle back into the graveyard back into the library and keep going until he had a lot of mana. Then there was a card that did deal each opponent X damage, and something about him, well, he didn't gain that much life, deal each opponent X damage. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, yeah, you were not able to explain it.
No, I was not. I'm also like 90% asleep.
A lot of people.
Yeah. But I did have a good time. It was... I won one game. Got a pretty meh promo for the win.
It was the one discard... pay one, discard a card, make a 1/1 vampire with lifelink.
What was it?
I forgot the actual name of it, but... Yeah, I ended up with it.
What is it? Something the bloodline.
Well, okay, whatever.
Something about bringing together the bloodline or something.
Yeah. People know what the month promo is. But. Yeah, I got my standard together. All the cards are there. It's literally every single kill spell with plus a little bit random other creatures here and there. I think it's like 3 Draena, 3 Relentless Dead, and then 1 Gonti, 1 Dark Lord of Dark Schemes, 1 the White Gear Hulk, I forgot his actual name, and there's one more other, then 2 Campbells. So, don't do that.
Sorry.
But, all the rest is just removal, but basic stuff. I need to pick up a couple of Fragmentize and 2 of the Slaughters. Because I just haven't done that yet. It's like, what, $5?
10.
Then I plan on when I actually want to... Actually, I probably never want to put money in this game. into Standard. But I did plan on having Lilies and Gideons in the deck. And it'd be a Planeswalker win base rather than a Draena and other crap win base. Because Draena is cool and all, but when you're playing Control, your opponent probably has enough removal for the couple creatures you play. Must know. I might do the showdown tomorrow, I might not. But then again, if you go 3-0, you get a booster box, so at the same time, I might just do that. I don't plan on going 3-0, but could happen. The thing you're doing with the can?
Sorry.
So how was picking up Bug and Ice after the longest of fucking time?
It was... Well, I think it kind of threw me off that the half of the sideboard was in it.
Yeah. Whoops. Sitting there and I'm like, all right, Nick, I'm going to steal Bug in the Ice for the gauntlet. Because it is actually a pretty good deck. You can do a lot of random stuff. And I'm sitting there, I look at the sideboard, and I see Thing in the Ice in the sideboard. I'm like, what the hell? Aw, Nick, don't tell me you forgot to decide. Yeah.
Turns out I did.
You forgot to decide. So when I played Jeremy with Death and Taxes, I was able to have Curls and Grips and... what the frick other... I was able to have Curls and Grips and... What's the name of the other removal spell that you have?
Misdirection?
Misdirection wasn't a bad card. I think it actually cost me a couple
surgical
games.
Surgical Extraction.
Oh, yeah, that's another one I had, was Surgical Extraction, which actually I do think the card should be main. It was so helpful for me having it in the main. Because it is an instant speed flip Thing the Ice.
Yeah. Wait, what?
It's instant speed flip Thing the Ice. Because it's a zero mana instant speed spell.
Oh.
You can pay the one black, but you can also just pay the two life, and then if the Thing that is sitting there on one, GG, game over.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, like, with when you're reversing Death and Taxes, you just need to starve Death and Taxes with Bug in the Ice. Which the deck can actually do. It's very surprising that it can actually do it, but being the fact that you run Life from a Lone Wasteland, you can do, like, so much to Death and Taxes.
Yeah.
Now, yes, Death and Taxes is a mono-white deck, so they do run a lot of planes, but when you hit their ports and their wastelands, all the other things that they can't really go without if they leave it for a turn, because if they're leaving the land on there for a turn, they're leaving a wasteland on there, they apparently need the mana.
Yeah.
Then again, you have the Broke the Case, but then Sanctum Prelate just shuts off what you're doing. Like, that's kind of ultimately how he stopped me, was he put a Sanctum Prelate on two. But even then, I still got around it every single time.
Yeah. Hey, before we... I don't know if you're going to be okay with it, but when we get into Wisconsin, you can stop it somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that means I get food, too.
I know.
Then I might be able to run into Kevin and remind him that I'm allowed back at LG again. I don't know, I might not just save my money and not even try to play in Standard.
Honestly, I would save your money. But if I were you, I would say I wouldn't be able to save my money because I'd be me at the same time. I'm not too good at saving money.
Me neither. I always have it spent before I get it.
Yeah. But I don't even have a account like that.
Yeah, you don't have a sustainable job either.
No, I don't. But actually, I do actually kind of have an income.
I mean, you have an income. You don't have a sustainable job.
Well, I have technically a job.
Well, you can get a paycheck over $500.
No. I get $40 for 2 days of work.
Yeah.
Because I work 5 hours, and that's $5 an hour. So.
Yeah. We went over this on the way to FNAP.
Oh, yeah, we did. See, this is why I'm stupid.
What else is new? You want to learn about Death and Taxes, apparently?
I don't even know.
Well, you finally played against it. Did you learn anything in your plays against it?
That I suck.
No, you just don't know. You didn't know what to do to hit the deck.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I took over, and it was just I had him on lockdown every single turn. Play he made was the one I wanted to make.
Ah.
Well, it was a play I can allow him to make, basically. Then in Toxic Deluge is just bonkers when you have Thing in the Ice and Termagoyfs. Another thing you gotta try in that deck is Leovold.
What's that?
That's the Leovold Emissary of Trust.
Oh, yeah.
Cost 4 bug. Opponents can't draw more than one card a turn. And then whenever your stuff gets targeted, you draw a card. So, that's just pure value for yourself. Huh. Also, another brainstorm I figured out with Dredge is you can brainstorm and fetch. No, you can fetch, brainstorm, and then on your second brainstorm, you can dredge to get rid of the other two cards you didn't want. Which is was great for that moment because I had double land on top of the library.
Did you have more land than you needed?
Yeah. And I think it was Mox Diamond. I don't know either way. I know there was times too where you Sanctum Prelate, and I then dredged Life from Loam. He Sanctum Prelate for 2, and then I dredged Life from Loam, getting Deathrite Shaman, Mox Diamond, and I think I even was able to get Sylvan Library into the grave when I was going to go turn 2 or turn 3 or whatever after his Sanctum Prelate went down, get a down a Termagoyf. So I had a Goyf land as a 3/4 from one dredge.
Just value.
I know, that's why I put Life from Loam in the deck. Like, the only way that deck can almost get better is if you add a white to it. Just make it 4 color and have knights. I don't know, that deck is weird. Because, like, you always have an out. That deck always has an out. It's very surprising. You can never get that deck shut down. Like, even when I was playing against it as Painter, you can't. Like, you can Phyrexian Revoker, the Deathrite Shamans, and Ensnaring Bridge, all the creatures, but that deck also plays 2 of Brought the Caves in the side. Not 2 of Brought the Caves, 2 Crows and Griffins in the side, and 4 of Brought the Cave main. With all this Force of Will Misdirects main board as removal.
Yeah.
Where also, too, versus my Painter, you bring in, you'll have Surgicals. So, Surgical Strike, game over. Yeah, that happened to me at GP Columbus. I was versus Grixis Delver. And did not know he was Grixis Delver. I thought he was Blue Red Delver. So, I didn't side in my Helm Leyline combo.
You lost.
And I go turn 1, Ancient Tomb, Painter, have another Painter in hand. Yeah. I'm just trying to bait out a counterspell. So yeah, he counters it. End of turn, Surgical Strike Painter. I'm like, shit. I'm like, and this is the time at which I didn't bring in the in my sideboard cards. Well, see who draws out first. That was the only way I can win at that point, was having a draw out. I mean, it's technically how I win. It is Painter.
Well, yeah. But since he surgical extracted it, you have no Painters.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I think I might have been Grindstone, but either way, I had double of it, so I was like, alright, I can bait out the counterspell this turn and go both of them down turn 2. I don't know. I think I've been playing Painter long enough.
Well, yeah.
I don't play Imperial Painter just because I don't have the money for it, but...
What's Imperial Painter?
Imperial Painter adds Imperial Recruiter to the deck.
What does that do?
It's a 1-1, 3 mana 1-1. When it enters the battlefield, search your library for a creature with toughness 3 or less. No.
Oh.
Not toughness. Power 3 or less. So, you can go get Painter and add it to your hand.
Ah.
So, it's another tutor, but I play in land tutors. So, I don't know, like, there's two flip sides to it. Like, you could play in land tutors and Imperial Recruiters, to get through. Like, I think even the people that do play Imperial Recruiter only play two. But downside is Imperial Recruiter is, I think, a 200 and some card.
Wow.
Yeah, it's only been printed once. And it's on the I don't know if it's on reserve or not. No, it's not on reserve. It's because it won't be, people are expecting a reprint. But in Conspiracy, they released the white one. The one where you get a toughness, three or less. Which was the one in Pain, in Death Attacks I saw today. That card cannot get Painter.
Because Painter is three.
Three, but, yep.
Well, I thought, isn't it three or less?
It might be two or less. I don't know. All I know is it can't fetch Painter because it asks for toughness, and Painter's got an 0-3 butt. Then into my sideboard games, I tried to get Sulfur Elemental on the field with Painter versus Infect. Do you know what that Sulfur Elemental does?
What?
Do you know what Sulfur Elemental does?
Something to do with sulfur?
No. It's a two colorless, one red, 3/2 creature.
Yeah.
With flash and split second.
Oh.
White creatures get +1/-1.
Wow.
So in Death and Taxes, that kills everything except for Sarah Avenger. Now, why I brought it in against Infect is because Painter can name white.
Oh.
And Infect only has 1/1.
Ouch. Just scoop?
Yep, that's if I can get both of them on there. And actually, no. Infect doesn't scoop to that because they got 4 Berserks.
Oh.
Which, if people did not know, is actually a kill spell. You just gotta use it a different way.
What does Berserk do again?
Like, target creature you control gets +X/+O and trample, where X is equal to its power.
So if you have a negative power, it'll be...
You may only cast this prior to your combat step, and at the end of turn, sacrifice the creature.
Oh! So you target somebody else's creature.
You target someone else's creature, and then they have the second end step. Yep.
Yeah.
So it is a kill spell. So they can kill the... what the fuck is the name of it? Sulfur Elemental. Or Painter.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Putting my ring back on my keychain.
I'm terribly concerned if like, your keys had fallen out, and like we're still moving mags.
You can still stop a car without the keys in it.
I know. But still. You can't accelerate a car without the keys in it.
But why would we need to accelerate if the car doesn't need to drive anymore?
Well, no, I said that...
Explain to me the question. Why would we need to accelerate if the car is non-functioning?
Because we need to get somewhere to fix it.
But if the only issue was the fact that the keys fell out, I just put them back in.
Exactly.
I do not understand your logic on that one. We'll take a rain check. So that's that.
Yeah. I don't think there's really that much to talk about today.
It really isn't, because you decided to play Commander today.
Yeah. If the next time there becomes a Friday that I can go to, I'll probably try to play a little bit more Legacy, and if you're still doing something, wanting to do Standard, I'll do Standard. I might actually build myself a Standard deck.
If I didn't dump at SCG Milwaukee, I would have Black Red Vampires for you.
No, I can probably build myself a fairly good Standard deck with the cards I have.
Well, then we've got to do that. We're waiting for your computer to boot up. So step one is make sure that it cools, warms up to room temperature. Which, those of you that have maybe never bought a computer before, and you ordered it online and you're in a cold area, if that thing sat out for more than about 4 hours, 2 to 4 hours, make sure it warms up to room temperature before you even power that thing up. There's a lot of internal components that can be ruined because of the heat differential, and as well as also just better off for your laptop anyways, laptop and or PC computer. But anyone that really kind of bought a laptop offline would probably understand that. I actually think it even says it in the owner's manual.
Yeah, but who reads owner's manuals?
I know, they are really good pictures, though.
What? Like, pictures of what?
Of how to start up your computer.
Oh. The first thing that my mind went to is that, like, you just looking at the picture of the girls that are showing how to...
There's no girls in them.
I don't know. I never looked at an owner's manual for a computer. Or really an owner's manual in general, unless I'm, like, putting something together. Like a bookcase. Which actually really isn't that hard.
Well, it usually has pictures.
Usually. You'd
be surprised. Yeah, it probably would be. See if we can't pick you up with Metal Arch or some of these, because I really do want to build that deck.
It actually looks pretty cool. So, I forgot what the second part of that combo was going to be. Any
spell. You just play strict draw spells and removal.
Oh.
And then Metal Arch or some of these. With, I think, the animated blue land. No, one of the animated lands. So that way you had an out if you got Lost Legacy. Wait, you can't name it, because it's an artifact. I think. No, it's an enchantment. Sorry.
Yeah, it's an artifact. Isn't it an artifact enchantment?
Yeah.
Well, is that a such thing now?
I don't know. I really wasn't paying attention.
Enchantment creature?
No, you can look up Middle Ages or something, but...
I can. On my phone, at least.
My phone's still up there.
Yeah, but I'd rather not go through that and have it, like, sound like it's... People are getting killed on their phone by having it rub up against me. That's right, when things rip up against me, it sounds like people are getting killed.
Zark! Serious! I hate this turnoff, because you can't exactly know where the fuck it is.
On a lighter note... No, white people.
But...
On a more lighter note, white people.
I don't know. I wish we had time to talk with Bob, because I was going to debate if it's actually possible for just to run Shocklands instead of duels.
Really?
In Legacy, if you really need to get into a tournament until you get it. Because I really think you can just run Shocklands over duels. If you don't have the duels, of course. If you have the duels, then yeah, run the duels. But I think the only matchup you really lose is... Because, like, in Legacy, the swings are... There's not many taxing decks where they tax for just a couple damage each turn. Like, I know Death and Taxes is, like... It can do, like, one or two damage each turn, but... Usually when they go for the win, it's for like it's around like 8 or 10 damage. So ultimately two damage from a shock land in the event that you have to have an untapped land. Yeah. Cause there's a lot of times that Legacy players just fetch an end step and it's just like Modern. You just fetch for a tapped land and be fine. So, I mean, I think the only time you lose that matchup is when you're versus Burn, which does do the taxing for 2 to 3 to turn. But then it would kind of suck to get a bunch of untapped shock lands and get price to progress. That would hurt. That would hurt a lot. There's a way to do that.
I know there is.
Yeah, you got to play that with that one big kid that smells.
Huh?
You have to play with that one big kid that smells that plays my ale.
Oh. My nose is all stuffed up, so I really didn't smell.
Oh, yeah, he smelled bad. But he is a strict commander player, which is literally like... He built the correct deck for commander. It's my ale and... all just pure board wipes. So, ultimately when things go bad, you go board wipe, done, cool. So I remember the one time I played against him, he had the Titan Colossus or whatever.
Oh, the one that destroys all permanents when it's killed.
Yeah, at the end of, well, when this is killed, destroy all permanents at the end, end start. End
oh, of yeah, that one. That kid, yeah.
And he ended up putting in an Avacyn after blowing up the... He board wiped, then put in Avacyn. So that way, everyone reset their lands, and it still took them 12 turns to kill.
Yeah.
That's why I just like playing Nexus Arc, because it's just either I combo off by
turn two or three,
or
you're dead,
or
everybody hates,
or everyone hits me out prior to me comboing off, and I'm dead.
You know. Like, you know, I know the best way to deal with Nekizar, right?
I mean,
well, your Nekizar at least.
Yeah, I mean, so you've played against it a lot.
Yeah, the way that you deal with your Nekizar is let everybody else screw you over, and then kill them when they're focusing on you. Like, because I run Maelstrom Wander, and it's just like, okay, I'm gonna sit here while everybody's hating on you. Take advantage of that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if when we're in the same game together, they'll hate on me, and this randomly on turn 6 or 7, Maelstrom Wanderer, guess who's got board state?
Oh, wait. I almost had Maelstrom Wanderer on turn 3 this on one of those games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had, I don't know what I did, but I had, like, a Soul Ring, a, Burgeoning, like, 3 lands, like, Soul Ring.
I mean, burgeoning and a land full of hands on turn 1 is just GG.
And Chromox, Soul Ring.
Oh my god.
And then I had to put what's it called? The mini cascade. Bloodbraid Elf under it.
Yeah.
So I could have red and green. And then, like, I almost had it. I had 7 mana on turn 3. And I'm just like, and I forgot that I didn't have a green one sitting out.
Oh.
So I had Arbor Elf. I'm like, yeah. Oh, shit. So I didn't have the green elf, the green land for the Arbor Elf.
That's funny.
Yeah. Everybody was like, hey, wait. I'm like, shit. I was a little bit sad.
Yeah, I heard Steven bitching at you about having a proxied Seaborn Muse.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I'm just like, seriously, there's the worst cards I could have proxied in here.
Yeah, like, you could make a full proxy deck.
Yeah, I could have had a proxied Omniscience, which I did at one point, but I got rid of that and got an actual Omniscience. I could have had, like, a proxied Krufrix. Could have had a proxied Chrome Mox.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot scarier things you could have proxied.
Yeah. It's just, did you hear me, like, complaining back? Like, I was pretty pissed that he wouldn't let me use it.
I mean, I knew you both were pissed at each other, which I'm glad when Katie said, I'm about to punch both of you. Just like,
honestly, yeah.
I don't give a, it's fucking Magic. This is not fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! It's Magic. This is a civil fucking game.
Yeah.
Where are we in Syrian Bridge and Blood Moon and Truce for everyone?
And then...
Oh, and Chalice of the Void. Can't fucking forget Chalice of the Void.
Add Chalice of the Void. Turn 2.
Turn 2 Winter Orb. Yep. Alright. You know what? We'll just throw in Tangle Wire for the rest of that.
And that one card that only lets people attack with one creature. And block with one creature.
What's the name of that card?
I don't remember. It's like a guy with, like, a monk-like thing. Looking like...
But I don't know that one.
It's a white.
I mean, you said monk, so I was like, yeah, it's probably white spell.
Yeah. But it's really annoying. Really annoying.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I don't care when I play Nekusar, because I don't win with attacking.
No, you just win by destroying everybody with
yep. combos. Either I destroy everyone or I lose.
Yep, that's about how it goes. Because whenever Max plays, everybody's like, go for Max, his deck is so good. But then nobody realizes that Maelstrom Wanderer
is just crap. Like, they just can't handle both decks.
No.
Because both of them are technically built by Max.
Technically. But I actually have edited Maelstrom Wanderer quite a bit since...
I mean, yeah, there's always a little bit of random bits where I just tell you, no, stop. Don't do that.
Just stop right now.
Because, again, like, I've been playing Commander. Bobby even taught me Commander, too. He taught me how to build Commander. Like, he knew what was up. Shit, that was back in the days where I played Olivia as my commander.
Olivia Voldaren?
Yep. It was a fun deck, because back then, still everyone had good creatures and no way to protect them.
No way to protect
them. Thanks for giving the arrow straight, you fucker! Look at this! We're in a stoplight, and apparently I triggered the arrow straight before getting the left turn.
Oh, wait.
Turns green in first gen again. How pissed would you be? We're at the longest light, too. We're at the freaking Walmart light just off of 12.
We're not in Wisconsin yet, are we?
Yeah, this is Lake Geneva.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This is Lake Geneva.
Okay, so what I was about to say is, well, how pissed would you be if the light turned to green arrow again, going straight?
I will not be surprised if it does, actually.
It would be so... Oh, yes, I did! But it's also green to the right. Left. There we go.
I mean, people can hear us moving right now. There's nothing to hide about my car. It's not the quietest thing.
No. I know.
But we get another stoplight.
Yay. Yay.
Well, everyone, I'm just going to put a cut at the cast right now. We're going to go shopping real quick, and we'll be right back.
Goodbye.
Catch a bench, on down until the end. It seems like leaving friends has become your sister's trade. And no, I can't pretend I'm afraid to be this way. It's not the same, but who's to blame for all the stupid things I never say?
I've got 17 things. 17 pages of items.
Yeah, that was funny.
What?
The cashier.
And then the manager was just like, I don't even.
The manager didn't even notice.
No, the one that walked by, that was the manager. The one that looked like a guy girl. The one that was a guy girl.
Yeah, the unquestionable, don't need to ask kind of question.
Yeah.
You ask the question, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
That you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Hello, what's your name?
I think it was probably a girl.
It sounded like a girl.
But beyond that,
she was incredibly flat-chested.
Again, some people bind their chests.
What does that mean?
Where they bind themselves so their boobs don't show.
Bind means putting incredibly tight bras?
No, like, it's just like a simple, I don't know, it's like a corset or whatever, but it actually binds the breasts.
Oh.
There's a big group called the Girlfriend Bracket that can explain every bit of that, but we are not the Girlfriend Bracket. I'm going around town, so that way hopefully an officer is not sitting over there, because I know there's one sitting downtown. I will get the walkover one. Ha ha! Move over. But. Yeah, whereas you have your thing, other people have their thing. That is protected under so many classes of random stuff.
What?
The people that were listening to the podcast were able to follow me. You, no.
I'm so confused.
Congrats.
Because I was actually like half listening.
But, yeah, the cashier, nah, I ain't gonna talk about it. It's not really podcast was cool. It was still funny.
It was still funny. Yes, it was.
We'll just go with one of the other female workers. Took one of the vibrating hand massagers and put it in a certain area on the other cashier. It was that weird look, and then oh wait, that's going on now. Woo, that feels. Oh wait.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was hilarious.
The one recognized me because actually they kind of both recognized me because when I used to work there, they're still working there.
No lives.
I mean, if they're both managers, they probably are getting paid well enough.
Yeah.
Still like freaking hard. Kevin, he makes $14 an hour being a lead.
Really?
Yeah.
He does jack shit.
He's a lead. I mean, he still does on the loader, but.
Huh.
So that's congrats to him. That happened like about a month after I was fired. He just moved to lead. Oh, sorry, I can mention that Smuggler's Copter gets there, still.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the weird one putting Smuggler's Copter in Painter, and guess what? He's getting games! He's getting games!
That was just annoying.
Well, it's... With Painter having Smuggler's Copter, by the time my opponent is able to answer to the Smuggler's Copter that's about to kill them, I have combo in hand ready to combo off. Which is very nice when I can have it on the field, because when they finally go to respond by either removing Painter, or Grindstone, or whatever, or just a Smuggler's Copter, when they go down to having nothing in hand, I can instant speed, trigger Grindstone, and win the game.
Yeah.
Well, what some people don't understand is that you have to draw to lose the game against Painter. There's a lot of people that could kill me probably on a upkeep that don't even realize it.
Am I one of them?
No. I think it was one time you can kill me on an upkeep. Yeah. You had a death threat trigger. You can kill me on an upkeep. You missed it. Until I pointed it out to you. Like, dude, you can just death threat me. But beyond that. I don't know. What else is new? Is there any card you saw tonight that you want to know more about? Whether was it a commander or a...
Well, I thought there was something I wanted to... That I kind of had to argue with somebody about that I kind of forgot about.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Shortcut.
Oh. Where are you?
I know where I am. Just because you don't know where we are. Different story.
Nice.
Curb.
Nice.
I knew there was a curb there. I didn't know how close that curb was.
What exactly in Lake Geneva are we? Is it back on? No.
Slightly outskirts. What do you mean back on?
Oh, the light.
No, I just flipped on that brights. Because it's, like, dead over here with streetlights. You'll know where we are. Just a little bit.
We're coming out of, I feel like you should. Never mind.
It's a shortcut I've used before to get... Because there's no straight line to get over on that side of Lake Geneva. And I just happen to know that there's a parking lot that is connected to another parking lot. Now do you know where we are?
Not really, no. Oh, maybe. Not really.
This is why I know Lake Geneva. It also made me not have to go anywhere downtown, so no cops. Pew! What the fuck? How the fuck they find me?
Oh, you got me scared there for a second.
I'll watch.
Is that one right there?
No.
Okay.
You know, there'll be one at the end where there's that split at the stoplight.
That's gonna be awful.
I mean, get pulled over, whoopee. Handle the fact, and then remove the fact.
tad bit not fun.
What else? Because now, since they're going to be leaving to Kentucky, you don't really need to be playing Legacy anymore.
No.
Kind of sucks.
I know.
Because there's no point in you actively trying to play and knowing the rules.
Knowing the rules could always come in handy, though. You never know.
Well, again, any Legacy player, to get better at Legacy, a lot of them actually do become a judge. Or take judge classes, at least a level one. Because at that point, like, when you can ask the question, so Termagoyf, you haven't run the card, so you might know this one. Your opponent, you have a Plains and a Brainstorm in your graveyard.
Yeah.
And your opponent bolts it. No, sorry. A Plains and a Ponder in your graveyard.
Yes.
And your opponent bolts it. Yeah. Does Gorf survive?
2, 3, no.
False.
Wait, no. Yes. Because, wait, what? So, the bolt would hit, go to the graveyard, and then it would do damage calculation, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Because it will check to see if Goyf is dead after Bolt hits the graveyard.
Okay.
And the other way I look at it is I basically say Bolt is technically in grave when it resolves, so Goyf survives. That's how I look at it. I don't know exactly the wording on that and why it works that way, but that's how it works.
That's kind of weird. I did not realize that.
Yep. So that's one little tidbit of info you probably needed.
It's helpful.
Always beyond that.
Huh.
I was so glad to play Bug in the Ice and actually see Bob go, yay, that game ain't that bad.
Did he actually?
Well, it was a very passive, but he wasn't standing there over my shoulder going, your deck is bad, your deck is bad, like he used to.
He was like, eh, that's okay.
Because up until the point that Steven had picked up the deck and started playing it, because I just could not pilot Bug in the Ice. I didn't know what lines I should be taking. I've never played a mid-range deck like that before. Usually I play a Prison combo finish deck. And for me to try and play Bug in the Ice where there's multiple options in a turn, I just couldn't.
Yeah.
But there's also a blue red gold out there that you can play too.
For a Bug in the Ice?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the one that we've been talking about a little bit?
I mean, you play Grove of the Burn Willows and Punishing Fire, but you also play, this is blue-red, you don't have to add the black into it, or the green. So you play Thing in the Ice, Snapcaster Mages, one or two True Nemesis, and Bedlam Reveler. Bedlam Reveler is that one that costs one less for each, it's like, I'm thinking eight and two red, or it's six and two red, but it's a 4/4 with prowess, but when it enters the battlefield, you draw three cards, and it gets, and it costs one colorless less for each, instant spell in your graveyard. So you just cast a bunch of spells, flip over Thing in the Ice, and also to Bedlam Reveler, it happens to be a horror.
Wow.
Horror. Not a whore. Not a whore. Horror.
Unless you're playing against it.
Yeah. I mean, it would really dick punch to have see that happen. Well, then you can go America.
Or white and blue.
and have Mentor of the Meeks in the deck.
What does that do?
Mentor of the Meek is a 3-mana, 2-colorless, 1-white prowess. Whenever you cast a spell, put a 1-1 monk with prowess in the battlefield.
Wow.
This is on how usually some Miracles decks win, is they play top, draw top, play top, draw top, play top, draw top. It's prowess.
Wow.
So you can do that like about 2 or 3 times and go, bah!
Bah! In your face!
So that's how some Miracles actually finish off their... do their finishes with Mentor.
Huh. Wow.
I was thinking he's like a 2-2, so... But yeah, that's... You can also go with America and then add white to the deck with swords.
Huh.
And have Snapcaster Mage. I don't know, it's like... That's one of the weird things about playing with Thing in the Ice is it's... It's a deck that you have to brew.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was that. It's the same thing with Tez. If you actually, what I found is there's no stock deck list for Tez. Tez is a lot kind of how they explain Death Taxes today, where Death Taxes doesn't really have a set build. It all has a personal preference of where you want to go with it.
Huh.
So, like, if you wanted to go Mengar route with Krakus, that's one way. But if you wanted to go, more of a Stoneforge package,
huh. You
can do that too. You go straight up tax package by adding the Vryn, Windmere Vryn, the whatever the 3-mana things cost 1 more. So, like, that deck can be played so many different ways. Same with Tez, I've found out. Like, right now, I'm the only one that runs Transmute, and I'm really the only person running Transmute in Tez. But, at the same time, it's causing me more wins. Because I do run that Transmute. Because it is a lot nicer going for having, like, what I want to tutor in hand, and then transmuting, and making my opponent waste a counterspell on the transmute when I already have what I need in hand.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times I've done that. There's a couple one where I figured out the trigger with Hangerback Walker and Transmute. Transmuting Sword of the Meek. Which is, if this is in your graveyard, you can bring it back if you 1-1 hits the battlefield.
Yeah.
You transmute Hangerback Walker with 1 counter on him.
Wow.
When you sacrifice him, the trigger goes on the stack to put the Thopter in. So then you tutor for Sword of the Meek, decide not to pay for it, but when you put the Thopter in, Sword of the Meek comes back to the battlefield. I figured that one out. That was pretty cool.
That's
actually
awesome.
Bob pointed it out, but yeah. I'm like, whoa, that's how that works. And same on the reverse. I can transmute, I can transmute Sword of the Meek for Baleful Strix, and with Baleful Strix, it sacrifices the Sword of the Meek, and when Baleful Strix hits the battlefield, it brings back the Sword of the Meek.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that one I realized today. There's a lot of, like, triggers I just don't remember.
Wow. That's still pretty freaking cool, though.
I don't know, we can grind out some games if you want. Even though you probably lose a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what, you want to go to bed, or...
I'd like to get my computer working a little bit. Oh, that's just a bucket. I thought that was a dog.
No. Alright. Well, everybody. See y'all. Don't know if Bob actually did record or not. But it would have been played earlier. Alright, see y'all.
Bye.